This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers Tuesday continue to work to reach people under the rubble in three provinces hit hard by the devastating quakes that hit Turkey and Syria last week. The death toll from the magnitude 7.8 and 7.5 quakes that struck 9 hours apart February 6 in southeastern Turkey and northern Syria passed 35,000 and is certain to increase as search teams continue to find more bodies. Turkish television continued broadcasting rescues on Tuesday as experts say the window to find survivors is closing. Police say a man suspected of killing three people and wounding five more at Michigan State University Monday night has died. Police say the 43-year-old man shot himself off campus. The announcement came early Tuesday, 4 hours after shootings were reported in East Lansing. They occurred first at Berkeley Hall and then nearby at the MSU Union, a popular hub to eat or study. The White House on Monday defended the shootdown of three unidentified objects in as many days, even as it acknowledged that officials had no indication the objects were intended for surveillance in the same manner as a high-altitude Chinese balloon that traversed American airspace earlier in the month. The three objects, including one shot down Sunday over Lake Huron, were unmanned and traveling at such a low altitude as to pose a risk to civilian commercial air traffic. Myanmar's military government plans to allow people who are loyal to the nation, including government employees and retired military personnel, to carry licensed firearms, but they must comply with orders from local authorities to participate in security and law enforcement actions. The military seized power from the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi 2 years ago. This is VOA News. The United States has renewed a warning that it will defend its treaty ally if Filipino forces come under an armed attack in this disputed South China Sea after a Chinese Coast Guard ship allegedly hit a Philippine patrol vessel with military-grade laser that temporarily blinded some of its crew. U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price on Monday in Washington said China's dangerous operational behavior directly threatens regional peace and stability. Earlier Monday, the Philippines said the Chinese ship's February 6 action against a Filipino vessel at the Philippine-occupied shoal violated Manila's sovereign rights. But Beijing countered later Monday that it was a Philippine vessel that trespassed into Chinese waters, prompting its Coast Guard to respond. Jurors have begun hearing testimony on whether to give a death sentence to an Islamic extremist who killed eight people by driving down a New York City bike path. It's a very rare penalty in a state that has not executed anyone in 60 years. A prosecutor said Monday that the 35-year-old Saifullo Saipov is unrepentant. Prosecutors say they'll aim to make jurors understand the emotional ramifications of his vow to kill as many people as possible. The defense urged letting him spend life in prison. U.S. President Joe Biden and his predecessor Donald Trump are preparing for a possible rematch in 2024, but a new poll finds a notable lack of enthusiasm within the parties for either man as his party's leader, and a clear opening for new leadership. A poll from the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs Research finds a third of both Democrats and Republicans are unsure of who they want leading their party. No single Democrat captivates significant support. Meanwhile, a minority of Republicans coalesce around a couple of individuals. A relative of the late Chilean poet Pablo Neruda says forensics experts have determined that the Nobel Prize winner died of poisoning nearly 50 years ago. The revelation Monday by his nephew, Rodolfo Reyes, is the latest turn in one of the great debates of post-coup Chile. The long-stated official position has been that he died of complications from prostate cancer, but the poet's driver argued for decades that he was poisoned. There's been no confirmation of Reyes's comment from forensic experts from Canada, Denmark, and Chile are scheduled to public release a report Wednesday on the cause of his death. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.